you're a striker, you count how many goals you score in games. So I count how many clean sheets I've conceded or had in games, and I think it's 3 and 4 now, and conceded joint least in the league or something. So things are going well.
Having been new to the club, how much were you aware of last season's record and conceding 70 odd goals and it being a real problem?
Only after I signed. I'd done a little bit of research after I signed and looked at the league standings last year at the end of the season and seen how many he'd conceded and stuff. So I said to my dad, my work's going to be cut out for me this year if I'm playing. So, but that's what you want as a goalkeeper. You kind of want to be busy, and you don't want to be the person that's keeping clean sheets or conceding one and not doing anything. So,
has the start to the season been a surprise? I know we spoke at Notts County, I think, and you were saying there's a lot more to us than you've seen so far. Are we starting to see now what you are really capable of as a team?
Yeah, I think in glimpses we're starting to show what we're capable of. Like, we'll work hard every day in training, the whole team. So to me, it's not a surprise that we're getting the rewards on a match day. Saturday, obviously, passing. That was the best I've seen any League 2 team pass a ball in I don't know how long. And that might be partly because they sat off us, but you only play what's in front of you. If a team sits off, you pass. If a team closes you down, you put it in the channels. And we made the right decisions on Saturday, and that's us starting to show what we're going to be capable of in the next 6 months or so.
If it's not too stupid a question, has it been enjoyable for the last few games being behind the team the way they've been playing? I know you conceded a couple of goals against Exeter and you must have been annoyed by that, but in general, has it been a real fun job to have?
Yeah, it has. I said to a couple of lads in the house, I don't know why, but at the Bristol Rovers game, that's the most nervous I've been in a long time. And I don't know what it was, because it was just another game. But apart from that was nothing to do with the team. Apart from that, like, it's been great playing behind everyone. The defence have been solid. The two midfielders, that whoever's been playing, have been solid in front of us. So, yeah, it's been enjoyable. The last 20 minutes at Exeter wasn't great. Like, but
on paper, there's not a huge amount of experience, particularly in the back four. Dean Winard has got more appearances than pretty much anybody else put together.
Yeah.
Has that in a way been an asset to you? You're kind of going in with no fear and no sort of worries for what's gone in the past, no baggage from previous campaigns?
Maybe, and hunger as well. Like, Tom Davis hadn't got a chance at Fleetwood. He wanted to come in and prove a point. I wanted to come in and prove a point. Matty Pearson, Bucko has experience, and he's just who he is. He does well most games. So I think with Dean's experience, we've all sort of gelled around him and made it what looks like a solid defence now, hopefully.
And I guess the biggest compliment that can be paid to the squad is that Dean went off after 25 minutes. You still not only won at Crawley, but didn't concede a goal.
Yeah, I was worried, to be honest, because Tom Davis didn't start. It was Joe's league debut. So that was already in my head, like, think about helping him through the game, because in your debut, you need help through the game. Then Dean goes off, Liam comes on, Matty Pearson centre half, Liam right back. So obviously then I'm thinking, right, make sure everyone stays organised. And to be fair to everyone done their job perfectly. Even with their big lad up front in the first half, they tried to use him well, and Joe stood up to that and won his fair share of headers. So,
how much do you look forward to 2 home games in a week now?
Yeah, it's a lot less travel, and that's the main thing. But home games are great here. The fans are always great, so I'm enjoying playing at home. And the form we're currently in, we should look to win the both games, so it has to be enjoyable.
You've been here as an away player. Is it an intimidating place to come? Is that the right word? Is it somewhere that you don't relish coming to?
Yeah, definitely. The changing rooms, when I came about 3 or 4 years ago, the pitch wasn't great. It was in the middle of winter. It was a Tuesday night, lashing down. Like, it just wasn't a nice place to come. But being here as a player, I love it, because it's the underdog team. No one expected us to do well at the start of the season. I think people should start to take a look at us now. But yeah, I think people won't want to come here now, the way we're playing.
Huge number of experts and bookies and this, that and the other had Accrington down to finish bottom of the league and get relegated. Is there a degree to which you've got that in your heads, that you want to prove them wrong and show them that there's a lot more to it than that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's to prove them wrong. I think we just want to prove what we're good at and prove that we can be as good as anyone in this league. And I think so far, we haven't played a team better than us on the day. So that has to be testament to us working hard in training and working hard in the matches.